Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
Hi, BT, a little 3RQ as we do every Wednesday at 11:40. Number one, this one comes from Hoff, but it's a good one, so I chose it today.
Okay.
If you and your family were invited over to a barbecue, would you ask if it's okay to bring another guest with you as well?
I don't think I would do that. No, no. I mean, you kind of get a sense of how formal it is and depends upon how well you know the person. But, I mean, I don't even really want to go to the barbecue. Yeah. I got to worry about inviting other people here.
Yeah,
No, that's not my responsibility. Would you?
I'm with you. I would not as well. Hoff, obviously, you're the one who came up with this.
Yeah, it's not a responsibility. It's more like, hey, I was doing something earlier on Monday, and I was with my wife's cousin, and her boyfriend wasn't around, and we were going to go to a party. Mm-hmm. So I just said to her, are you doing anything? She said, no. I was like, well, why don't you just come with us? Why don't you just hang with us? So I reached out to the person that was holding the party, the barbecue,
yeah.
And they didn't get back to me. But when I got to the party, they said it's not a problem. However, we chose not to bring my cousin because my wife had a problem with that.
I feel like you've done this before, though. Because I remember
100%.
I remember last year I was trying to get people together, BT, and it just never worked out.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, and we were trying to get a date, and then I invited Hoff and the family, and then he's like, "Can my sons bring their girl or something like
what?
That?"
Yeah, my stepson had a girlfriend at the time.
He goes, "What?"
My stepson had a girlfriend.
Oh, see, they broke up?
Yeah, they did.
Who broke up with whom?
Which time?
Yeah. But see, okay, this is what I mean. So you were going to bring her along.
Well, I was trying to convince JD to come to the barbecue, and it seemed like the only way that was going to happen is he brought his girlfriend.
I mean, he is 15. I can understand that.
It's a pool party.
I mean,
understand, but now... But it's like, I mean, it's not like he's married. You know, well, I mean, we got to bring him to... You're going to bring girlfriends now?
At 15, though, they kind of are kind of married a little bit.
I mean, I...
what was that voice?
What? I guess. All right, anyway. No, I would not do that. If somebody invites me, I'm just going with my...
Me too, but I got to tell you, the way Hoff laid it out, it's not terrible. Yeah. It's not a real, like, you know, unacceptable imposition. Now, if he's doing this all the time, maybe that's a different conversation. Not awful, though. I usually don't do that, but not the worst.
All right, number two.
Number two.
This is ridiculous here. I'm getting texts from somebody who's supposed to come. I get somebody
coming
to the
house. What's wrong with the house now?
I get somebody that I want to make sure the basement is all proper as far as, like, the water and stuff like that. I want to preemptively strike.
Okay.
Make sure the drainage is good and the basement. And I tell my wife, naturally, the guy's coming at 12 o'clock. And today's our anniversary, by the way. Happy anniversary.
Is it really?
Yeah. 8 years.
Man. Happy anniversary, buddy.
Thanks. So I tell my wife, 12 o'clock. It's 11:52, and she's not there, and I'm getting text from the guy now.
Oh,
I'm answering the door. No one here.
Well, listen, look at it this way. Maybe she is home, and maybe she's just like upstairs and laying out a bed of roses for when you come home, and she's got nice new slippers for you.
That's not happening.
And a nice new robe.
I don't want that. I just wanted to be home when the freaking guy comes at 12, for goodness sake. Why is it 11:52 and she's still not there?
Where is she? Did you ask her?
Yeah, she had to go out and run some errands. Okay, I just got a text now from her. I'm home. The guy's here. Yeah, he texted me first. You weren't home. You got called.
Not 12 yet, though, Sal. Come on.
I know that, but Dove, I mean, come on. We're playing with fire here. Yeah, you did say 12, but what, she's not going to show up?
Well, yeah, she'll leave a little wiggle room on the front and back end in case he's earlier, 15, 20 minutes late.
Did you ask her to?
You got to play it that close to the vest? Anyway, all right, number two. Why get married? No, number two. All right, what qualifications would you look for or value when hiring a TaskRabbit worker? Are you familiar with TaskRabbit?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, or hiring a worker to come to... TaskRabbit is like if you have... whatever, we have like lawn chairs that we need assembled, whatever, umbrellas assembled. And I don't want to do it. I'm tired of doing it. Like, I don't want to do it. I don't care if it takes a half hour, an hour. I don't want to be sitting out there on... Time is valuable. I'm not doing it. Have you ever hired TaskRabbit at all?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, what that
no,
is?
No, I've never... No.
So TaskRabbit is, I guess, a service that you can hire somebody...
Okay, to like come and do menial things
exactly.
That you want to... Okay, okay.
What value... So what qualifications would you look for or value when hiring a TaskRabbit worker?
None, because I would do it myself.
Would you really?
Yeah, dude, I don't mind doing that. Like, we got these new chairs that... for our island in our kitchen.
Yeah.
And we got them over the winter.
Yeah.
It came in boxes. I'm like, you know what? And this is the difference between me and you. I pour a little scotch.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let me do it. I got the directions. Let me dive in. And then I made sure I called the kids over. I said, hey, this is the kind of wrench you want to cut it. Because my dad didn't show me how to do it. Because he didn't know how to. Oh, I would get hit with F-bombs, and then everybody would get frustrated. I'd say, Dad, let me do it. Like when I got to college, I'm like, let me do it. Relax. But when I'm young, I couldn't really say that. And yeah. I want my kids to learn how to do that just a little bit. No, like, I mean, yes, I have somebody who comes and cuts the grass, mm-hmm. but like, well, you have somebody come and fluff the pillows? Come, dude, what are you talking about?
I can do. With the umbrellas, dude, they're big umbrellas.
So what? How big? I've got one. How big?
The big umbrellas with the big bag. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to be bothered with it. I want to take it out of the box. So I'm looking for somebody who's reliable,
okay.
experienced,
Well, if
fast.
That's the case, I'm looking for somebody who's got, if there's a resume of reliability, somebody's going to show up. And obviously, price does matter a bit.
So this guy, I want to read you the review. That was the whole point.
I'm looking
at reviews for this guy.
Okay.
And he was like highly recommended. It was like elite status ribbon, fast worker. All right, maybe charge whatever, ribbon. $50 an hour. Quote, this is a review that was left for him on TaskRabbit. He was amazing. Contacted me if I could come early. Very professional. Did the job in 30 minutes. Felt like it was less than 30 minutes. My only thing is that his body odor was horrible.
Oh, God.
Very respectful man. His smell was just very disrespectful. That was my only issue.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think I'd find somebody who's not quite as competent that wasn't a slob.
I'm hiring him.
You are?
What do I care what he smells like?
You won't
like
be home when he comes. That's why.
That's exactly right. He's going to be outside. Just get the job done. All right, that was number two. Well, who leaves that on a review, by the way? He was very respectful, but his smell was disrespectful.
And what's that? He's working all day.
What do you want him to do?
That's true. A task rabbit? That's what it's called. I've never heard of that.
I've never used it before, but for this, I just didn't want to be. Usually I would buy it with assembly, but I couldn't get like
the Geek Squad if something goes wrong with the computers.
Exactly, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, last one.
The Lazy Squad. This is what this is.
Stop it.
For him.
You want to come over? Or I could call Mitch and have him come over and help me out.
By the way,
Mitch is like his own task rabbit.
Yeah. I just got hit up on TikTok. A fan just hit us up saying that they're willing to, don't pay, he'll come over and fix your stuff for you.
Oh, yeah, that sounds safe.
I got until Friday to cancel it. Yeah, exactly.
That sounds trustworthy. Sure, I'll be right there. Here's where I live.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Last one for you.
Yeah.
If you could watch a game at any old stadium, which one would it be?
Oh.
I know.
Oh, man. Any old stadium. I honestly think I've got to go Ebbets Field.
Okay.
I think I've got to go Ebbets Field. You know, I've thought about some old golf venues, like this fascinates me. I told you that. Like Bobby Jones, Sam Snead, whatever. But if I'm going to go like with a conventional sport, I mean, Ebbets Field, I mean, I'm from there. I'm from Flatbush. Like, how do I not go there?
To me,
where my dad went growing up.
To me, there are only two.
Okay.
Either Ebbets Field
or
Polo. Did you see the news?
I did see this.
So, for those of you who don't know.
So, this yesterday. This is great. Go ahead.
Baseball announced yesterday they're going to break ground in Pelham Bay Park in the Bronx to build a two-scale replica of the Polo Grounds, which is going to host a special event series once a year, similar to the Field of Dreams game.
Now, that is amazing. Now, I know Pelham well. I played a lot of, high school, a lot of teams we play, we go. I think maybe All Hallows. Like, I know the area okay. And the only thing about that, it doesn't seem like it's the best usage. I'm sure it's not privately funded. I would think taxpayers are weighing in a little bit here. Like, you can have one event a year. Now, I know that you'll build up the rest of the area,
like
the infrastructure.
One series, but still.
Yeah. Now, as long as kids, like, but you're not going to build this monstrosity of a stadium because it's going to be the scale, as you said, and have one game a year.
The seating capacity will not be what it was.
No, there's no way. It was a massive. No, I didn't think that. I just meant the dimensions. And if kids are out there playing in tournaments and maybe a concert venue, if you want something outside, I think it's great. I did see that. I love it.
My initial thought was like, I can't wait to go. I want to go to the first game there because I feel like it connects me to my grandfather and his brother. My grandfather was a Yankee fan, but still, they grew up going to the Polo Grounds or Ebbets Field.
Yeah.
My grandfather's brother, my dad's uncle, was a big Carl Hubbell fan, Giants fan. For us to be able to go sit in the stadium that is an exact replica of the Polo Grounds and watch a baseball game there.
Dude.
That's like...
Well, I mean, that to me, matter of fact, this just triggered a memory here. So there's a course, I don't know if it's still open, it probably is, down in Myrtle Beach called World Tour. And when you pull up, I've been there a lot, when you pull up, you actually get, instead of like a scorecard, you get a passport. And it's basically, I think there were three different nines, so 27 holes, and each, it was like scale. So it was like a sequence of Amen's Corner at Augusta.
Yeah.
It was like Spanish Bay. It was, out of Scotland. Just crazy stuff. And to scale, like it really, truly is to scale. So to be able to go into a stadium now, are they going to have old signage? Like, that's the appeal for me. Old signage, how much, like, the way they do around it is going to be awesome. I saw that, and I meant to bring that up. I think that's awesome.
What a great idea. Yeah. I can't wait to check that out.